The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my two characters in crime with me today. Jeff Rich, who's been with me since hour number one. And now Fred Wallen is with us from Los Angeles, California, where, look, man, if you're a Laker fan, you're like begging for Kobe to quit. You're begging. You're like, listen, man, just retire. But here's the deal. When you're making $24 million, you're not going to quit for anybody, man. I don't care who you are. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how many bricks you're throwing up there. It makes no difference. You're going to play for $24 million because he's got 24 million reasons to play. Speaking of that, unbelievable weekend in college football, Fred. Unbelievable weekend of NFL football for us as well. So really excited to talk to you this hour, man. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say about your L.A. Lakers, bro.
Well, we'll do so after the break, will we not?
Anyways, just giving Fred a lot of shots there because I see all of his posts about the love he has for all those L.A. teams, whether it's the Dodgers, who, by the way, they got rid of Donnie Baseball. It's gone. There's no Donnie Mattingly is now with the Miami Marlins, and I don't know if that's such a great idea, but anyways, we're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about. Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich. Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Before
the weather gets too cold, you may want to take stock of your home's energy efficiency. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about doing an energy audit right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set polyurethane construction adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
An energy audit is basically a close look at your home and its systems to see where it can be more efficient. In some cases, your local utility will perform one for free or a very nominal fee. If you take the chore on yourself, you might want to rent or purchase some tools to help you out. An infrared camera or infrared thermometer will help you determine where your home is losing heat. The images produced by the cameras use color differences to graphically show the areas where the cold outside air is influencing your home. The thermometers give you similar information, but instead of pictures, they give you temperature readings that tell you the same story. Once you know where the heat is getting out, you're better equipped to stop it and begin reducing your heating bill this winter. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I both in Phoenix, Arizona, where, by the way, Fred, it's been a little chilly here for us anyways. I don't know. Maybe I'm just spoiled and I'm a total desert rat at this point. I love the 100-degree days, but those are long gone, and I'll be honest with you, I miss them. So, Fred, let's hear what you got to say, man, about your Los Angeles Lakers, Kobe Bryant. I mean, what's the feel out there? Seriously, it's got to be like everybody's got to just be like, okay, this is enough of this nonsense. Give them the $24 million and just get them out of here. What are they saying? Seriously.
I think they feel sorry for Byron Scott, to tell you the truth, because he's got no way of really winning in this circumstance because Kobe's not going to listen to him. And if you watch any of the games, Kobe controls the ball far too often, way too often, takes too many shots, certainly too many three-point shots. So the point is, I agree with you. I mean, he should retire, but he'll never retire, and he's not going to retire this year. And the Lakers did give him that $24 million, and he's going to accept it. But they win 21 games last year. They're not going to win many more than 25 this year. And
hey, but to Jeff's point, actually, he had a great point, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but truth be told, this is obvious. Okafor was the pick. I don't understand why in the world
Porzingis could have been the pick. It would have been
exactly.
A better pick.
Good call there. He's playing phenomenal, and people were laughing about that pick. So great point. I mean, there's one thing you just can't teach, and it's height. I'm sorry. I never buy into, look, there's certain players like LeBron James. It's a no-brainer, but he's also not 6'4". He's 6'8", and he's 250. Just a man among boys. My point is this, though. You can't teach height. There's certain things that in the NBA are kind of a lost or forgotten art. And truth be told, there's something very special and dynamic about a guy that can play with his back to the hoop. We don't see it anymore, Fred.
Well, the negative in Okafor was his defense. If anybody plays defense in the NBA, please show me, but that was the negative. That's why I think they went in a different direction. And also they went in a different direction because if you're the Lakers at this point, every decision you've made is wrong. So you're going to try to prove that you're finally right about something. And, you know, even at Ohio State, again, it was just 1 year, I admit that, but I mean, he didn't play any defense. Russell didn't. And he didn't really be a point guard. I mean, he's a scorer. And that's not the problem. The problem is they need somebody who looks for other people to score, but when Kobe controls the ball totally, it's not going to happen. Clarkson's not bad. Clarkson could be a nice addition. He was there last year, but I mean, he can be somebody that I don't think a lot of people thought would be this good. But this is a bad team. I mean, there's no question. What's happened here in LA is the Clippers have become the Lakers, and the Lakers have become the Clippers.
Yeah, pretty crazy when you think about it. But NBA just underway. How impressive is this Steph Curry in your mind? I mean, look, I watch him all the time. I love watching that kid play. First and foremost, He's definitely a top three all-time shooter in the game. I'm not necessarily going to anoint the guy number one yet. You got to do it for several years, in my humble opinion. Yeah, he's done it for a couple few years, and he's getting better. And I think that that's really the key is keep getting better, keep having his game grow, be more all-around player, not just this guy that's a dynamic scorer, but a passer. He sees the floor very well. Defensively, probably could still get a little bit better, but I'll tell you what, going to be tough to have anybody knock him out of that MVP spot. The guy that I think could is Russell Westbrook. I think he's poised to have a great season as well. I think he has to take a little bit more of the load. People think Kevin Durant is so great. I think he's great, but I think if those two guys can figure it out together, they're just going to be so dynamic and just unbelievable. I think that personally, more of it does have to come on Russell Westbrook's shoulders. I know a lot of people think he has to get rid of the ball, this and that. He has an advantage over every single player that he's playing. There's no reason that guy shouldn't be trying to score and create for other guys. So, Steph Curry, to me, is that guy that may be the best player in the NBA right now, but Westbrook, a very second close, Brad.
I can't disagree. I mean, but he takes some bad shots, which would be the negative. Curry takes fewer bad shots than Westbrook does. Curry is just the quickest three-point shooter I've ever seen, and I go back 50 years plus. So the point is, Curry is special. Westbrook can be special, but people have been on Westbrook in the past because when Durant's on the court, most people think Durant should be taking more shots than Westbrook, and if Westbrook takes more shots, people are going to be down on him, and that's happened before, and that's so it's going to be hard for people to forget that. But I can't disagree with you. I mean, right now those two guys would be probably the most fun to watch and maybe the most valuable players in the National Basketball Association.
You know, something I see with Oklahoma City, something I see with Cleveland, even Chicago, that Golden State doesn't have is multiple creators. Steph Curry is literally the only creator. I think that we anointed Klay Thompson way too soon. We look at that team, they've got a unique commodity in Draymond Green. But you take Steph Curry out of the mix with that team, this isn't doubling up on or triple teaming him at Davidson and not allowing him to score. But you take Steph Curry out of the game, and there's no formula to do that. We saw it in the finals. I mean, he drilled three after three with a hand in his face. But if you can't create on offense, if you don't have multiple options like Cleveland has with LeBron and Kyrie, like Chicago has with Derrick Rose and Butler when Rose is on the floor, I think they're going to have some problems in the finals. I think that they're going to have some problems getting through the Western Conference, and that's if they stay healthy. I mean, I think that they were blessed throughout the 2014-2015 season to get to the NBA Finals and win a championship, not taking anything away from them, but that's the situation that was. And, they might be a one and done.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're a good basketball team. I really do. I think they're gonna push that number 67 this year. I mean, Steve Kerr not even there. They just know the system, and the system works. And you know what? Like every league, like the NFL is a copycat league. The NBA is a copycat league too. I mean, let's be honest. Teams are going to play more that style, like the Golden State Warriors, because it was effective.
Where's your other Steph Curry? I mean, you look at guys like Jimmer Fredette and JJ Redick, and even Doug McDermott, who's up there in Chicago. There's no natural scorer that scores quite like Steph Curry does. So, I mean, you can't teach height, but you also can't teach the Steph Curry game.
No, I agree, and I think you're quick to jump off of Klay Thompson. I think just because of what Steph Curry has become, Klay Thompson is kind of getting pushed off to the side. But that dude can knock down just about any shot too. And you're talking about scoring in a variety of ways.
I'm talking about 1A's. I'm talking about the Westbrook to Durant, the Kyrie to LeBron. It's not there with Klay Thompson. I mean, you definitely have an alpha, and then you have everybody else.
Well, exactly. I was just going to say, they don't have that dynamic in Golden State at all. I mean, it's just not that way. And I would disagree with you to a certain sense about Cleveland, too. Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would almost venture to guess that pretty much everything is going to be facilitated through LeBron James when the time is necessary too. So my point is having a Steph Curry, having a LeBron James, having those guys, a Westbrook on your team or a Durant, they're fortunate. They've got two guys that they can give the ball to. But in most cases, it is one guy that creates for other guys, and the dynamic in Golden State, as far as I'm concerned, is Steph Curry is kind of like Steve Nash in a sense, where he's creating for everybody else, running and gunning down the floor and making everybody else look better. So I don't know, man. It's a pretty cool dynamic when you really think about it, but it is what it is. On the other side, guys, I know we're up against a break. I want to get into some NFL football. I got some things I want to talk to you about, whether, you know, what you saw with Johnny Football the other day, is that good enough? I mean, seriously, we literally kicked Tim Tebow out of this league. And the guy was effective. The guy was a winner. But Johnny Football, that's acceptable? I beg to differ. Anyways, Fred Wallen, he's in L.A. Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7888. 7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Let's just go through some things in the NFL. And I mentioned that one earlier about Johnny Football. We saw what he had there Thursday night against Cincinnati, who, by the way, is playing great football. And Andy Dalton looks to be a much different guy this year so far. We'll see how tough time. But at this point, all is pretty good there in Cincinnati, playing very well. On the other hand, Johnny Football, I know this is really going to hit home with you, Jeff, and I'm not trying to needle at you guys or pick at you guys like with the L.A. stuff with Fred. I'm just being honest. If you want to go at me about the Packers, whatever, that's fine. I totally encourage you. I love it. But I'm not really trying to go at you. I'm just looking at things and trying to be objective about them. If Johnny Football is good enough for the NFL, how in the world was Tim Tebow not good enough for the NFL? Fred, you first.
Well, I don't think Johnny Football at this point is good enough for the NFL. I said that 3 or 4 years from now, I think he'll be playing in the CFL because he's not going to be happy being a backup, and that's all basically he is right now. As far as Tebow is concerned, Johnny's got a better arm, and Tebow does not have a great arm and doesn't have the great arm strength. And I think what they're looking for in the NFL is arm strength, but there's so much else involved, and obviously Manziel is not somebody you can trust. You can trust Tebow. He doesn't have the great arm strength. Manziel's got the great arm strength, but you can't trust him. But that would be the answer as far as Tebow is concerned, no matter
no,
how.
No, and look, see, that's what is so crazy to me is that the fact that people say, well, he can't make this throw or that throw. You know, we talk about winners and losers and guys that get opportunities like a Greg Hardy, for instance, who I think shouldn't be on an NFL roster. But because the guy has the ability to go out and make plays like he did a week ago, making that interception on Russell Wilson and almost that in itself was embarrassing that he let Russell Wilson tackle him. But my point is that you're right. This is a league where guys that allegedly can make plays or have an arm or should be able to play this position, get an opportunity, whereas guys like Tim Tebow, who are a hard worker, has a winning record, has won a playoff game for crying out loud, can't find a job. I mean, that to me doesn't make sense. There's way too many double standards in the NFL, guys. Jeff, go ahead. You first.
Well, you know, you mentioned why is Tebow not good enough, but Johnny is. Johnny's not good enough for the NFL. Johnny's good enough to be a backup quarterback on a 2-6 football team. And when you look at what Tebow had in 2012, you know, Willis McGahee and Knowshon Moreno could combine for 1,200 yards. He had Demaryius Thomas. He had Eric Decker. Where is that on Cleveland's roster? Because I'm not seeing it. I think that, you know, I think that Johnny's A, not ready. B, perhaps he never will be. And C, he doesn't have anything around him. And, you know, you throw in the element that this coaching staff has proved nothing other than the fact that they could throw the ball with Josh McCown when they're down by, you know, by double digits. There's just nothing to this football team that's any kind of a litmus test that says Johnny's better or worse than Tebow. All we know is that Tebow wasn't good enough, and I think Johnny's grade is still an incomplete in the NFL.
Absolutely. And I'm not really necessarily comparing these two per se. What I'm comparing is the fact that the NFL or the experts or the people, the higher ups, so-called think that Johnny Football is an NFL-like or type football guy.
Are you ruling it out at this point? Are you ruling out the fact that maybe with some development, with some maturity, because he wasted his rookie year, every veteran leader in the Browns locker room has said so. So this is essentially, again, his rookie year because he wasted it. So if you give him 2 or 3 years to develop, you know, I'm not saying that he's Aaron Rodgers, but you give him a few years to sit behind a veteran guy, and Josh McCown seems to be good enough to pull off that role. It's if Johnny's going to sit there, listen, and learn, and that's debatable. I understand that.
See, I always liked Johnny Football. In college, I thought the guy was very dynamic, obviously had those feet. In the NFL, it's a little different. He has to be smarter with the way that he uses his feet. I guess what I really think is
I don't think it happens for him in Cleveland. I think because of a lot of the things that you said, that roster is pathetic. He's dealing with a lot less. So, I mean, in that sense, you can give him a little bit of a break. And like you said, the incomplete grade at this point, because he's not dealing with the with an NFL roster that has any talent at those skill positions that he needs. So, he's definitely playing with a deck that's loaded against him. I will give him that. But there are certain times that you want to see a guy just get rid of the ball because he should get rid of the ball. Or there are certain times that you want to see a guy make a throw that he should make because it's the right throw. And we're not seeing that out of Johnny Football. So those are my concerns about him. And I'm not necessarily, again, let me say this so I make my point. I'm not comparing his skill set to Tim Tebow's skill set. I'm comparing the fact that Tim Tebow won with a much less set of skills than Johnny Manziel has. And you can say he had better players around him. But if we're saying that Tim Tebow is so incapable, he did it with much less of a skill set. So you at least have to give that guy credit and say, you know what? He's a gamer. He's a winner. And he found ways to win, even though everybody's saying he shouldn't be winning. So there is something to be said for the way that Tim Tebow went about his business, guys. And it's too bad. What my point is it's too bad that the NFL can't find a place for a guy like him because he worked his butt off. And there's a lot to be said about that. He cares so much that he'll play any position. He doesn't care. He'll go out there and play tight end, but he's not fast enough to be a tight end. You know, he'll go out there and play quarterback, but his arm isn't good enough to be a quarterback. But yet he's won as a quarterback. So explain it
Andy,
to me, guys.
Andy, let me ask you a question. In baseball, if you have an 88-mile-hour fastball in the major leagues and you win, and you've got a 95-mile fastball and you're a 50-50 pitcher, over the long haul, who will most teams look for and look at?
Again, I said this before. I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I think people get this philosophy in their head and they see it going a certain way and they have to do it that way because, like I said before, it's a copycat league. Look, the bottom line is this. You need a great quarterback. We all know that, okay? So you just have to learn how to play with their skill set. Look, this is a great example of this too. Think about San Francisco. Think about Colin Kaepernick. He stinks, man. But with Jim Harbaugh, he was great. You know why? Because Jim Harbaugh knew how to use that kid's skill set. And Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach. And you know what? You may not like the guy, but at the end of the day, he's a winner, man. The guy is a winner. So if we talk about, like, again, Greg Hardy, man, that guy shouldn't have a job, okay? But he can make plays, so he's got a job with the Dallas dysfunctional Cowboys. So, look, Jim Harbaugh knew how to use Colin Kaepernick. These quarterbacks in this league, for the most part, if you ask me, a lot of them are gimmicks, okay? It's all about how well they relate to that coach. It's having good receivers. You know, everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers not being as good this year because he doesn't have Jordy Nelson. You know what? That may have a little bit to do with it. When you lose your number one receiver, you lose your number one receiver. And you know what? The difference is he took pressure off of all these other guys and made their job that much easier. So Adams was able to make plays. Cobb was able to make plays more often because Jordy Nelson was getting double teamed. Well, now Cobb is getting double teamed or Adams is getting double teamed. So their jobs and their roles have changed tremendously. You know what? It's such an important – Jeff said it right about the Golden State Warriors. And you know what? It's right in every sport. Health is so important. You have to be healthy, and those key positions have to be healthy. If you don't have your number one receiver, if you don't have your number one quarterback, you're in trouble, guys. And that's basically what Cleveland has. They've got two number two quarterbacks, Jeff.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, that's what it is. They'll have a high draft pick. And I got to be frank, I don't think that this year's crop is anything to write home about. No. You know, you spoke on Harbaugh. I think that we're seeing, like Fred said, that the Lakers became the Clippers and the Clippers became the Lakers. I think that maybe the Raiders are becoming the 49ers and the 49ers are becoming the Raiders up there in the Bay Area. Yep. You know, it looks like Del Rio's got it turned around. I give the Raiders a heck of a chance to take down Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Fred?
I don't, but we can discuss it after the break.
I mean, look, the bottom line is this. There are certain guys that are winners. There are certain guys that are losers. And there are certain guys that are leaders, you know. And I don't see Johnny Football being a leader. I see Tim Tebow having, you know, a lot more characteristics that you want to build around than a guy like Johnny Manziel. And that's all I'm saying. That's all my argument is. Again, whether or not his arm strength is there, whether or not he can make those throws that allegedly he can or can't make in the NFL, all I know is this. They won a playoff game with the guy. Yeah, they lost to the Patriots after that, but you know what? It was pretty unbelievable that the guy won the playoff game in the first place. So, you know, you just keep telling that guy you can't do it. A lot like myself. People always tell me I can't do things, and I just go and I try and I make it happen. So it is what it is, man. The NFL, if you ask me, is very, very interesting in how they go about their business and the things that are right and the things that are wrong or things that people think are good and people think are bad don't necessarily make sense to me. But anyways, I'm weird in that sense. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin. Win.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A little Marvin Gaye for you there. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, so be sure to check us out. We love thoughts. We love opinions. Definitely want to hear from you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, I kind of want to continue going around the NFL and some of the things that are going about. What do you think is really going on in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck? I mean, look, I think the kid is definitely hurt. I think that he's definitely taken some steps back. You would think that they would have gotten better with the additions that they made to that roster, with bringing Gore, with bringing Andre Johnson in there. You would think that the departure of Reggie Wayne would have been taken a little easier. But you know what? After further review, that safety valve and that guy that was so comfortable for Andrew Luck and obviously Peyton Manning back in the day is no longer there. And the Colts are 3-5. That is not pretty. That's not good. They have a very good Denver team that they're going to be playing. Andrew Luck, I think, you know, you were talking about saying, hey, we were too quick to anoint Klay Thompson, Jeff. Maybe we were too quick to anoint Andrew Luck as a great quarterback, Fred.
No, I don't think he's a great quarterback at this point. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think this has not been a good season. If you take a look at his stats, they're better than he's actually played, because in two or three games he's had very good second halves, but horrendous first halves, and knocked his team out of the game. One game they were down 27-0, and they lose 27-21 a couple of weeks ago. That didn't mean anything. The other team played prevent defense, and so those stats don't mean anything. I just think he's partially injured, and he's not 100%. Within a couple years, he'll be among the top quarterbacks again in the National Football League, if not next season. It's just been a bad year for him, that's all. And they're still, you know, they're still going to finish 8-8 or something like that, and still could squeeze into the playoffs. Who knows? But the point I'm trying to make is that he has been injured, so I think you got to give him room because of that. But on the other side, his stats are actually better than he's played, because when you're way behind, the other team doesn't care if you complete some passes, because at that point you're never going to catch up. So it's sort of a middle situation as far as I'm concerned. He's a good quarterback. He'll be a very good quarterback. He's not Aaron Rodgers, and he's certainly not among the top two quarterbacks in the National Football League. But next year he'll be among the top five.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I think Fred nailed it. You know, you look around. He doesn't have much around him. T.Y. Hilton is having a down year as well. He's got no running game. You know, Bradshaw and Frank Gore aren't getting it done, and frankly, neither is Andre Johnson. I mean, what do you expect from a guy in 2015 that's half of his weapons were recruited by Butch Davis to Miami in the year 2000?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, again, man. You know, you're talking about the Cleveland roster and how bad it is. You know what? The Colts were a team that a lot of people were high on and thought this could be a team that could go pretty far and deep in the playoffs. So they're not going to go play deep in the playoffs. And I don't think 8-8. Well, their division is pretty lousy, but the bottom line is there's going to be somebody better than them. Andrew Luck has definitely taken a few steps backward, and maybe it has to do with that roster, but Andre Johnson was a pretty productive guy for many, many years, and all of a sudden, he doesn't get many balls thrown his way. Frank Gore, he's definitely on, you know, the later stages of his career. Let's not kid ourselves, for sure, but you know what? They had Richardson. They've had a whole slew of guys that could run the football, and for some reason, they've had no success.
Dorf, are you suggesting that Trent Richardson was a capable NFL running back? Because I've got about 5 years of tape that would suggest otherwise.
No, my point is that they haven't been able to find a guy that's been stable. I think maybe the last guy was who? Joseph Addai? Is that the last guy that they've had who was pretty solid for them at running back? Am I correct on that, Fred?
I don't remember too many others in the last 5 or 6 years, but I agree with Jeff about Trent Richardson. He just can't do it, couldn't do it. And, you know, you can play. There's a lot of guys who've been very talented college players who just haven't been able to get it done in the National Football League. It's totally a different thing. It's just a faster game, a quicker game, and you could give Richardson 100 chances and he would never come through as far as a running back is concerned.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let me ask you something about this. You know, the NFC East with, you know, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, the Skins, they're all average at best, okay? But is there an outside shot that the Cowboys could seriously still win this division? Like, I mean, you know, if they can get a victory or two without Romo, they actually still do have a chance. And with that being said, how pathetic is that for the Eagles or the Giants that neither one of those two teams are able to step up and grab a hold of this division? Jeff?
Well, I think the Giants are a good football team. I think the Giants are the best team in the NFC East when you take Romo out of the equation with the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys in the division until Romo went down. Then I like the Giants, but I don't think you can rule anybody out in this division. Maybe the Redskins, but you know, with the way that Dallas is, you know, kind of survived. I mean, they didn't get blown out by Seattle by any stretch a week ago. You know, their biggest battles are off the field with pictures being released from Greg Hardy's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said that a long time ago. I hate to say it, but that guy doesn't belong in the NFL. You know, he made comments a few weeks back when they were playing the Patriots. Oh, I hope, you know, Tom brings his wife is there, this and that and the other, and he brings her sister or whatever. Look, dude, the guy just doesn't get it. I'm sorry. And the fact that Jerry Jones wants to enable a guy because he can make plays, that's terrible. Okay, I'm sorry.
Andy, it's sports.
You know, I understand it's sports, but here's what's going to wind up happening.
Louisville's enabling Rick Pitino because he can coach. I mean, it's sports. It's what we're living in 2015 and have been living in this for a long period of time. It's entitlement. It's sports. It's what happens. So, I mean, certainly other guys. Ray Lewis. I mean, come on. You know, I remember the court case. The bottom line is, are you telling me anybody really cares what you do off the field if you can play on the field?
Well, that's the biggest problem is, you know, we want these college coaches to teach these guys good character and whatnot. And at a certain point, you would think that morals take over instead of the ability to go out and make a play. I'm sorry. I would have to think that there's some of these organizations make the right decision. And, you know, for that speaking, you know, I give Baltimore a little bit of credit in that sense. They did make the move. They got rid of Ray Rice, who was a guy that was very capable, as we're talking about in this sense. He was capable. He was a pretty good running back in this league, and they got rid of him. He's no longer in the league. Nobody wants him anymore. It's hurt the Baltimore Ravens, let's be honest, okay? But at the end of the day, they made the right decision. Greg Hardy, if you ask me, it's similar. I'm sorry. It's very similar. This guy does not belong in the NFL. He probably belongs behind bars. I'm being dead serious on that.
You know, you have to put that. You have to put that all on Jerry Jones. You can't put it on the league. The league did everything they can to keep this guy off the field. They did everything they can. They went to, you know, they suspended him for 10 games. They lost. It gets reduced to what, 4 or 6 games?
4.
And, you know, I mean, you know, I generally have plenty of negative things to say about Roger Goodell, but, you know, you short of asking the owners to collude, you just ask them to have common sense and decency and not put this guy on your football team. And I think that Jason Garrett's also guilty of being unapologetic about it.
Here's my other point on this, okay? Think about it like this. If the Cowboys still had DeMarco Murray, okay, they didn't want to give him the money, right? but they found money for Greg Hardy and all of his problems. So that right there tells you how messed up things are, because they let a guy who was very, very solid and productive in their offense go. Let's be honest. I think if DeMarco Murray's there, they probably still – they have another win or two underneath them, because he takes that pressure off of Cassell, off of Castle, or Brandon Whedon when he was the guy, for that matter. But point being is that these guys all make mistakes big time, for sure. But some of them you can really avoid, and they probably should have paid DeMarco Murray the money instead of finding money for Greg Hardy. Yes or no, Fred?
Andy, let me throw you something. In our field and in Jeff's field doing sports talk, there have been people who've been fired from one organization for, let's say, they harassed women, get hired within months at another sports talk organization.
Sure.
Is that any different than this? I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. It's not just football. It's anybody who thinks that they can make something out of you. They don't care what you do away from your workplace. I mean, it's, you know, if you're a carpenter, no. I mean, something like that. But if it's something we're talking millions of dollars involved or billions of dollars involved, they're going to find a place for you. And I'm not going to mention names. You know the names. There have been guys in our business who've done things to women who shouldn't be working. You know that. I know that. Jeff knows that. They're working. They're making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So how's that any different?
It isn't different. And I guess, you know, all along the way, the ball is being dropped in many different directions. Let's be honest. Look, if it was a perfect world, the three of us would be doing something much different, I'm sure. And we would probably be sitting in one of those chairs that you're talking about and having ourselves a great time and being people that are very deserving of that opportunity. So I understand what you're saying. And I guess that kind of goes back to the point of when we were talking about in the beginning, when I was talking about how does Johnny Football have a spot in the NFL and a guy like Tim Tebow doesn't. You know, there's just certain things that were meant to be and certain things that were not meant to be. And certain things are a gamble and a project, if you will. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's done a certain way, and if you don't like it, I guess you're out. And you know what? There's certain guys that are in that shouldn't be in, and there's certain guys that are out that shouldn't be out. And that's the way sports works. You're right, Fred. Totally right. Speaking of that, and being in and out, what do you think of what happened there in Detroit? Did they fire the right people, or did they get that wrong too? Fred, you first.
Well, Caldwell hasn't done anything. I mean, he's a goner at the end of the year. Obviously, it's an impossible team to watch. I play fantasy sports, so I'm stuck sometimes watching them. So, but Caldwell's gone at the end of the year. I don't think there's any question about that. And
I think it's a tall order to ask a 90-year-old woman to run a professional sports franchise. Hopefully, she gets the right people in there.
And that's the problem in general with all these things, man. You have people that are so out of touch with the guys that are working for them. And that's been my point for a long, long time, that it just doesn't work anymore. Get a younger guy in there, at least to talk to these people and whatnot, and get to know them as a real person, because an 80-year-old guy is not going to do that. Anyways, one final segment. We'll be right back. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I like to call it our parting shots. So, Fred, I'm going to go to you first. Something we haven't talked about or something we've talked about, but something that's on your mind in the sports world before we get out of here.
All right. Again, I do live in the West Coast, Los Angeles. I think Christian McCaffrey will get my vote at this point in time for the Heisman, and I do have the vote for the Heisman. I think he's done everything for Stanford. The negative, of course, is that DirecTV doesn't carry the Pac-12, and yesterday in a 42-10 victory, he's not seen, and he's not seen a couple times during the season where other guys are seeing all 12, 13 games. But I think Christian McCaffrey's got one heck of a shot to win the Heisman, and he's got my vote, barring an injury the rest of the way.
Very good. Jeff, your parting shot for the day.
Hey, you know, I read this morning on the New York Post, CeCe Sabathia bears his soul. I tweeted it out, at by Jeff Rich, at on Twitter. And, you know, a lot of demons for a guy that just picked up alcoholism at 32 years old, you know, hiding, drinking alone, trying to function while being an alcoholic, goes to rehab, left his team when he didn't know whether they were going to advance in the playoffs or not. Admirable times for CeCe Sabathia, but a rough go. You know, my heart and soul is with him, and, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. He's a former Indian and great ambassador to the baseball community.
Hey, even put in a little time there for the Milwaukee Brewers, so I got a little CeCe Sabathia love myself too, but obviously that came up a little short for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day. My parting shot is wow, what a weekend of college football, man. You know, a lot of undefeateds are no longer. Things are definitely interesting as far as that goes, and NFL, man, oh man, it's such a week-to-week league. Think about it. You know, 1 week, Blaine Gabbert is the starter. 1 week, Colin Kaepernick is the starter, giving him a chance to sit back and relax and kind of take it in on the sidelines. And also thinking about Aaron Rodgers not losing two games back-to-back since 2010 in week five and week six. So much to go in the sports world, and obviously not enough time to talk about it. But for Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott on the other side, and everybody else making it possible – I'm the Dorfman, saying we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.